Hey, welcome back, my fellow deplorables, to the Anime Show. I'm so happy you're here today because I'm excited about my next guest that I am going to introduce to you, and that is Dr. Jason Dean. So we are going to talk about natural health. We're going to talk about dangers to look out for. But before we get started, I want to show you a video about Yuval Noah Harari, because you guys have to know what's going on and what the elites and the world leaders around the world want for you and I. So here is a video from Yuval Noah Harari. It's going to tie in really well with today's discussion.
Human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds. Science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste, because a crisis is an opportunity to also do good reforms that in normal times people will never agree to. But in a crisis, you see, we have no chance. So let's do it.
Vaccine won't help us go
the
to
vaccine
the test, of course.
Will help us, of course. It will make things, you know, more manageable.
Surveillance, people could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century, is this ability to hack human beings, to go under the skin, collect biometric data, analyze it, and understand people better than they understand themselves. This, I believe, is maybe the most important event of the 21st century.
By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Natural selection is replaced by intelligent design. The era of inorganic life is now beginning.
In the coming decades, AI and biotechnology will give us godlike abilities to re-engineer life and even to create completely new life forms. We are about to enter a new era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. Our intelligent design.
So we are going to be talking about some of that, some also what... So we're going to talk about some of that stuff, about tips that you can use to help with your natural health, and then our children. Is this going to affect our children? Are we going to be able to keep our children safe? So all that and more is coming up with Dr. Jason Dean. Show. Remember, I told you I have an exciting guest, and I told you before that I was really looking forward to this interview. So welcome, Dr. Jason Dean, to the program. I'm so happy to have you today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate being on.
So the things that I've learned about you, were fascinating. Like your knowledge that you've come across has just been fascinating to me. But I kind of wanted to start because you own, correct me if I'm wrong, Palmer Natural Health. Is that correct?
That's my physical practice. Yep. That's okay. My wife and I own that practice. Yep.
So let me start from the beginning. So my people have a little bit of information about you. Like, what made you want to get started in natural medicine? I mean, there's all this medicine in the world. Like, why did you get started here?
I actually started in, I don't want to say medicine, but, standard medical care in life growing up. And my family was, kind of average American, right? And so I did go to chiropractor when I was young a couple times, but mostly like just normal medical care. And then in my mid-20s is when it really like kind of started flipping, which is because I started having heart attack symptoms. Some anxiety, mild depression, things like that. Not like really bad depression. I don't want to compare myself to people who have some real issues out there. But it was a lot of tightness in the chest, et cetera. I went to my primary care physician. I lived in Boston, Massachusetts at the time. I'm originally from New York and now I live in Florida, but I went to my primary care. They found nothing wrong. They kind of did like blood tests. They said a little iron low and that was about it. Right. So they said, do you ever get anxious? And I said, well, yeah, all the time. And now my diet was crappy, just so you know, right? So I went to the psychiatrist, that's where they sent me. And they took two visits to tell me I had ADD, ADHD, and they put me on Adderall and Zoloft.
Ooh.
I took them for one day and I felt horrible. I've never done a drug in my life, so I don't really know what high is, but it felt, apparently that's what it feels like, and I didn't like it. So I took myself off of it and it didn't fix anything anyway. So then I met my wife, actually in Florida where I live now. And she was already a chyropractor. So, she also did nutrition. So I started eating better. I took sugar completely out of the diet and I started taking supplementation, and within like 30 days, heart attack symptoms gone. Heart rate, the irregular heart rate started going away. Anxiety started disappearing. No more depression, just from putting whole food, eating correctly, again, taking sugar out, which is the big thing. And so, as I was doing that, I realized that I actually switched career. I went from business. I'm in business all the time, but I went from the marketing world into being a doctor. And then I started realizing that the pharmaceutical complex and the medical complex were in bed with government. And here we are today in 2022, everyone's waking up to kind of what we've known for decades, honestly. We were always called the crazy people, the conspiracy theorists, the quacks, et cetera. And now everyone's finding out we were kind of right about stuff.
See, I am with you on that end. Like, I'm just now finding out about that part. And I never thought people in natural medicine were quacks. I never believed that ever. However, I had no idea how bad it was between big pharma and our government interlaid together. It's just incredible. I mean, I'm so upset with what COVID's done to people. But on the same hand, I have to look in the good of what came out of it. And the good for me is like, it forced me to dive into childhood vaccines.
Yes.
I was taking the word of my physician. I was hearing in the background of what some parents were saying. They had children who were injured by childhood vaccines. And then I go to my doctor and I say, hey, is autism caused by the MMR or vaccines or any kind of vaccine? They're like, no, that's been debunked. Well, here you have the CDC telling all of these doctors, we've debunked, there's nothing to it with the MMR, especially, and autism. But what they did, what we find out from a documentary that Dr. Annie Wakefield did, they destroyed evidence. they right. doctored the data. They lied to the doctors. So our doctors are depending on the regulatory agencies to help them give best medical advice. And they lie to the doctors. The doctors believe them. They show them like, here's a study. And they've doctored the study and they falsified the study. And then the doctors tell me, patient, hey, doctor, is this really true? And the doctor said, no, it's been debunked. So our doctors are depending on these people for best medical practices. They lie to the doctors, and then right. we don't get good medicine.
100%. They've been lying since the beginning. Let's look at COVID as an example, right? So it's lying. I mean, they did studies on animals. They killed all the animals, right? So then they decided to bypass human studies. Well, first of all, you didn't get past the animal studies, so it should be shut down right there. Right. So instead, they go to human studies, which is not a human study like as an actual science experiment, human study on the population, which is completely unheard of. Right. And they say everything is fine. Now, if you were to get a good vaccine, which I'm over at anti-vaxxer, just so everyone knows. Right. I have a daughter, 9 years old, never had a needle, never had a chemical pass her lips, nothing. Right. And she's perfectly healthy. She's great. She's fantastic, smart. So they bypassed all this stuff. And if you have a regular vaccine, something, say it even worked, right? Mm-hmm. 10 plus years for studies, authorizations, et cetera, to even get that to the public. Mm-hmm. They did this in less than a year. They pushed it out. Then when the information started coming back in, by the way, the information coming back in, less than 1% is reported. That's the VAERS database, right? But on top of that, they did get the information. I have the study. I have the whole study where they found it. They wanted to put that away for 75 years.
Yeah, right? Aaron Seary, he's an attorney. He was the one who finally got them to come out with some of this information.
Do people realize how insane it is that that pharmaceutical companies, by the way, the same pharmaceutical companies that are literally sued daily for billions of dollars because their medications harm and kill people, now put out a vaccine in less than a year that has never been done before. mRNA has never been put on the public before. The inventor of mRNA, Dr. Malone, says it's a horrible idea. Even other medical doctors are like, whoa, 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 stop. This is horrible. Stop, stop, stop. They put this out on everybody. And then on top of that, let's put it in the childhood vaccine schedule.
Yes. Did they do that? See, I saw last week where they were going to meet on that, where they wanted to.
So they voted 15-0 to approve it.
Okay.
So now they would, I believe the FDA just has to jump in and say, yes, we're going to put it on the schedule. I don't know if that happens right away or not. I don't know their whole, they're going to put it on kids. And at the end of the day, I hate saying this because I don't want to be like the negative person. This is genocide. Mm-hmm.
No, it is. But and especially because there is a depopulation agenda. And if you don't believe me, go to my website. It's called theamramayshow.com. Hit the resource tab, scroll down in the childhood vaccines. I found a document from Henry Kissinger from, I think, 1974 or five. And Gerald Ford adopted that. That as his policy, that they were going to go after like the poverty stricken countries first and mess with their fertility. And eventually I think it came to the United States because I'm a person who's an infertility survivor. And now with COVID, I'm finding more and more women and families, couples that are having a hard time keeping their baby. They keep having miscarriages. And so I know the Gardasil vaccine hurt the fertility rate. So before we get into this part, I'd like to know a little bit, because this part is very fascinating to me, because it's the thing that woke me up, that made me like, because the American lifestyle is so busy that I didn't feel like I had the time or effort to put into looking into this vaccine, any vaccines. And I hate that I didn't before, but now I know better. So you do better when you know better. But what made you as a dad, as you know, not want to, what made you and your wife decide not to do vaccines on your kid? Like, tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, my wife was already a chiropractor when we met. So she was in her first year of practice when we met, and then I decided to go back to school. So I became a chiropractor. It's pretty much for the most part, the norm in the chiropractic world. So chiropractic families typically are for the most part, anti-vaccine families. They don't do it because we believe in innate intelligence. We believe in the body is created to heal itself. So I pretty much, once I met my wife and learned it, and I already experienced a little bit of natural health care at that time, so I was open to it. I wasn't like Mr. Medicine. Mm-hmm. And then just sitting with her and talking with her and going over it. And, you know, here's the weird part about getting married. My wife and I are very, I guess, strange compared to most Americans. You know, we actually started dating, and then we got, you know, before we got engaged, we actually decided and discussed what we wanted for our future. Like, do we want children? Do we not want children? Do we want, what careers do we want? Where do we want to go? Like, all we kind of laid stuff out, which is, seems very odd to a lot of Americans today, because they're like, that seems too scheduled.
Not to be a
schedule everything, but sounds, no, we laid great. It out. So like we said, when we have kids, they won't be vaccinated, because quite honestly, I mean, I'm just a pretty logically thinking individual, but when you lay paperwork in front of me, that shows me that the kids over here who aren't vaccinated in the chiropractic community are super healthy, doing great, and advancing way beyond the children their same age. And then you show me over here a bunch of pharmaceutical things that there's injuries, et cetera. And not everyone's injured, obviously, right? But why would I go for the possible injury when I have an entire group over here with thousands of people in it who are having no problems, development way ahead, you know, doing well, amazing in school, super smart. It's pretty straightforward.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by bringing you the biggest bath sale ever. Get my 6-piece towel sets for the lowest price ever, only $39.96. His and her bathrobes, 50% off. Bath mats for as low as $17.49. And I'm also excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. And now they come in even more colors and wide sizes. They're made with the same great patented technology. And yes, you'll still save $90 a pair. So get the biggest savings ever on bath sheets, bath mats, washcloths, hand towels, bathrobes, slippers, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and get deep discounts on all MyPillow bath products, including our 6-piece towel sets. Regular $89.98, now only $39.96. Get all your shopping in while quantities last, so please order now.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So, I mean, it was a very easy sell for me, because I already loved the world that she was in. And then getting to meet these kids, like, seriously, I put a post out this weekend. Go look at a vaccinated kid versus an unvaccinated kid. And literally, and this is no disrespect to anyone who's vaccinated or who has an autistic child, look in their eyes. When you look at the vaccinated eyes versus the unvaccinated eyes, there's a complete difference there. It's like a different universe. And trust me, I work with vaccinated kids every day. So it's not like me, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying,
right.
No. Look at the difference between the two. When you look at that, if you're a logical thinking individual, it's not a hard decision.
Well, I think there's a reason why the CDC has never done a test on vaccinated kids.
Because they would not win.
Exactly. They would not win. And so now I'm learning this. And then there was a physician, and I never can remember his name. He was out in Oregon, and they were thinking about taking his license away. And he did his own study on his own patients, and he found out what you just said, that the kids who were unvaccinated hardly had ear infections, hardly got sick, hardly needed antibiotics. I looked in the ingredients line by line by line, and on my website, you can see some of the reactions to the ingredients that cause digestive issues. I know my son has digestive issues. And not like severe, but enough to where it causes something, like some issue. He has some breathing issues going on. Some vaccines cause asthma or breathing issues. And so I wish I dove into it earlier. But again, you know, the life we live, it's hard. You have to raise kids. You have to work. There's so much demand on a parent that at the end of the day, you just want to veg out and not think about anything else because your day was so hectic and so busy. So I'm using my platform as an opportunity to help people as they drive around town doing errands, or, you know, whenever they want to pop in a podcast. Hey, I've done the research for you. Here's what I found. Now you make your educated decision. If you still want to get the vaccine for your kid, it's a free country, or at least that's what we're fighting for, right? Or we're still fighting for freedom. But if you've heard what I said and it makes sense to you, then maybe you choose the path that I've started to get on. So
yeah, no, it's good. And I'm glad that glad that folks like you are doing that, because I am one of those doctors. People ask me all the time, will you come over here and tell so-and-so that, but, and I go, I won't have the conversation. And they're like, why won't you have the conversation? I go, I will not debate. I will not go against somebody who is the opposite viewpoint of me. Not because I don't want to change a mind. The problem is, if you're already coming in it to debate me, mm-hmm. I'm not going to win you over. That's not like my job, right? Is just to kind of preach, but it's wonderful because people like you doing the work you're doing, you're going to keep changing people over. Cause honestly, they listen to a moms a lot more than they listen to doctors sometimes.
Well, this is just what I've discovered in my own little family, and trying to figure out what causes infertility. And the fact that I found on the FDA package insert, none of the vaccines have been tested for fertility, have been tested for mutagenics, which means like if it changes your DNA or your genes in some way, and never checked for cancer. And when you've had two friends deal with childhood cancer and one of those two kids died, it wrecks your world. And yes, it destroys you. And I had to wonder, because I didn't know that when these families were going through the child cancers that our vaccines never were tested for that. And now that I know that, I'm devastated, because both that one child died at the age of 6. Oof. I was told by a former director of Arizona's vaccine safety that most kids who get diagnosed with childhood cancers get diagnosed by the age of 6. And by the time they're one, don't they get most of their at least half their vaccines by the age of 1? Is that correct?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's, so we're 74 plus vaccines now up to the age of, I think, 18. And when they add in this COVID, there's speculation is like 90 plus vaccines. And the crazy part is, you know, and I do believe anyone who's had a vaccine is technically on the spectrum. When I say that, I'm not trying to offend the autism world out there, but like, for example, I had the couple growing up, I have little weird, sometimes a tick here, they're not like anything close to what autistic kids do. But I believe all vaccines cause problems. They cause problems in the brain, but they also cause problems in the gut, right? So you have that spectrum where some are very low on the spectrum, like all the people who got the very small amount of vaccines or didn't get them before that, they're much better. Versus today, I mean, it is a clear, concise difference between children, say, like I'm born in the 70s versus kids born today who are under 10 years old. It is radically different. Also, parents feeding their kids complete garbage food. The food is out of control. You know, you talk about pharmaceuticals. The food industry has been completely hijacked by cabals all over the world. America is a very, unfortunately, sick country. The problem is most Americans either aren't awake yet or just waking up and finding out how sinister it's been.
Well, you talk about food, and this is disgusting. Like, if you want to, like, you're trying to get a snack, like a granola bar, or yeah, you're trying to find something, and you go down like the box aisle. I do my best to shop on the outskirts of it, but you know, yep, sometimes you just want to throw that little granola bar or those crackers in a lunchbox for a snack. And I've been turning it, and I've been noticing lately on all these snacks contains bioengineered ingredients.
That's right.
What the hell is this? I don't want
genetically modified ingredients.
Yes. It's like disgusting. Almost every single one. And so then I've been going more towards the natural snack box things. And I look and I'm like, well, it doesn't say it there. But so predominantly, I like to shop the aisle. Predominantly, we put like fruits and stuff and vegetables as snacks. But once in a while, it's just so easy. Here you go. Here's a granola bar. Here's some crackers. There's your snack. Like, there you go. And it's sickening because all the cereals have the bioengineer, even the oatmeal has a bioengineer. Yep. I'm like, what are they doing to our foods? Like, how are we supposed to heal when everything's bioengineered?
Yeah, no, we have a whole food system that's been destroyed. There's glyphosate in the soil, which is the herbicide that is in Roundup. That's all over the place. You have genetically modified corn and soy, which are the predominant ones. The grains, unfortunately, have been destroyed. You know, everyone's like, oh, grains. The government told us to do grains, lots of grains. It's in the food pyramid. The food pyramid was made by, it was either Kellogg's or Post cereal. They actually made it. That's why there's so many grains in it, because they wanted people to buy the cereal.
Oh, geez.
And there's very little meats. There's very little good fats. There's very little fruits and vegetables because they actually wanted people on grains. Well, if all our grains have been sprayed with pesticides, right? Poor soil, and then you have genetically modified soy and corn, which, by the way, I dare you to go to a store today and find anything packaged that doesn't have either sugar, high fructose corn sugar, which is made from corn, or corn in some way, or soy. And at this point now, you know, they're going after masculinity, calling it toxic right. masculinity. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons there are no men, or there are very few men around, is because soy drives down testosterone. So men lose their muscle mass. They lose who they are. They lose their brain. Women who eat soy, because people are consuming soy everywhere. It's like a health food now, and it's not a health food. It's a xenoestrogen, which means also it shoots up women's hormones in the wrong way. And that's why you get so much breast cancer now.
Terrible. How does this all involve with the World Economic Forum? How does this all mesh together?
So Lenin once said the way to get a country to fall to socialism or communism or Marxism, however you want to call it, is you grab them by healthcare. Healthcare is not, that's why do you think that Obama and Hillary wanted universal healthcare? Because then you have a bunch of billing codes that people will go to the hospital for. And now it's, you know, you're registered, right? You're under that. That's what COVID was all about, right? So you get them via healthcare. Now you start adding in the things like, okay, everyone's wearing a Fitbit today. Everyone's wearing an iWatch today. When you get those apps and or those devices and have apps on them, when you agree to the little contract there, like when you get an app, you have to agree to it, right? You're agreeing to allow third parties to have your information. Well, third parties being people like the World Economic Forum. They're a third party from that company, right? Mm. So now you're giving up your healthcare information to other countries, other organizations, et cetera. So now what they're going to do is they're going to monitor your calories in if you're eating meat, because they want you on crickets and other bugs.
I know, right?
So ultimately, Big Brother is in control of your healthcare and how you're eating and what you're consuming. They now control you.
Let me play this clip really quick for you. I found it, and it was the director of Pfizer, and he's talking about this pill that's been electronic and it's FDA approved.
I have a question about patient engagement, and you had touched on this before. All of these advances,
can you hear it?
Yep.
Are amazing. But even if you make the greatest drug or the greatest wearable, there's no guarantee that the patient is going to take the drug or wear the device. So how are you thinking about technology to engage the patient?
Again, maybe I will use an example. I think it's fascinating what's happening in this field right now. I mean, FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is basically a biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet, and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field. But of course, there will be an initial cost that someone...
Did you hear how he's like compliance and how...
Of course.
...to know about if you take this pill or not, like... It's getting out of control. You just talked about how easy it is for them to track on your wearables, but now they want to put electronic pills in your medicine. Wasn't
They're
it
now
bad
using
enough they put
nanotechnology.
The nanotechnology? Exactly.
They're using nanotechnology that is self-organizing. They can create its own computer and electrical wires within your body. By the way, that's what COVID vaccine had in it as well, right? Now... they can control you. And by the way, in the near future, the iWatches, the Fitbits, et cetera, will be able to connect to those. Now, there's already, for example, there's a company called Libra, which is out. So Libra is a blood glucose monitoring system. So literally every time I talk about this, my phone starts showing me ads on it. So what you do is you plug it into your arm. It's like, it looks like a sticker, but it's a wearable device. You plug into your arm. And then that connects via Bluetooth to your phone. So you can monitor your blood sugars, right? And people go, oh my God, that's amazing. And keep in mind, there's nothing innately wrong about technology. It's how we use it and who's monitoring it, right? That connects. Now, this Libre system, who runs that? Well, Abbott Labs runs that. Abbott Labs is also the one that creates really terrible baby food, right? Formula. Also, they made the PCR tests. Also, Barack Obama or Barry Sotero, his half-sister Maya Sotero was an executive there. They are now connected to that blood glucose monitoring and they're monitoring your blood glucose. Now, I'm not a big fan of people having diabetes and obviously you got to keep your blood glucose levels where they should be. However, when you're plugging yourself in, you're allowing that company to monitor you and give you advice. That is, I mean, that is the very definition of being a slave to the system.
I do see the plus side of something like that because
100%.
If you're a type 1 or type 2 diabetic, it hurts to keep picking your fingers every day. And so if you had that, then you're not having to prick your fingers every single day. I could see the draw to that.
Technology is not itself negative. Technology is a neutral thing. And I agree. The Fitbit's a genius invention. iWatch, if you wear it. I mean, all these things are actually really smart technologies. The problem is who's controlling that technology, right? Now, if we had good guys using the technology or the people who are using the technology, just monitoring themselves. Mm-hmm. That's a great technology. Absolutely. People can find out, you know, but we've also become a bit lazy as humans. You know, for example, like people go, well, I want to know how many steps I got in today. I need my Fitbit so I can find out how many, whatever happened to just walking, whatever happened. Do you really need to know that you took like 200 steps today or would it be better if you just got up and walked around and made sure you walked every day or went for a walk or ran? And then you wouldn't have to worry about your steps. Mm-hmm. We're kind of using technology as our justification for not moving, but now we need to move. So let me at least count my steps, right?
Yeah. I think we've just become so accustomed to being monitored and tracked at all of the technology that makes it easier for us in some capacities that it's just become a way of life now. I mean, 100%. I'm guilty of it too, because I feel rewarded, you know, when I'm like, oh man, I got 65 steps in today. I feel rewarded. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and then I personally like them because I want to keep track of my sleep. How well am I sleeping? Because we both know that sleep's vital for good health.
Absolutely.
It restores your body. It helps with healing. And so I want to know, am I getting good sleep? Because if I'm tired all the time and I'm not sleeping well, then I know I have a problem that I need to address. So that's my primary reason why I like getting something like this, because I want to make sure I get that restorative, regenerative sleep that I need. So what are some tips that you have for us as we're facing really bad food, we're facing more and more. It seems like it's just never ending with vaccines. Now they want to put chips and pills. Like, I think that the nanotechnology eventually is going to go into every vaccine. That's just what I think could happen. I mean, I don't know for sure. Yeah. I don't have a crystal ball, but I don't see why it wouldn't. And then would they even tell us? And so are you going to vaccinate your kids and not realize the nanotechnology is in them? I mean, we've seen what the nanotechnology is. With the COVID shot, it's called myocarditis. It's caused instant death. It's caused infertility issues. It's called double vision. It's caused headaches. I mean, just a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So number one, get yourself healthy. I mean, and when I say healthy, it's as simple as eating correctly, getting exercise, getting good sleep, spirituality, however you do that, like make sure you yourself is being healthy. I always say knowledge. So knowledge, you have to constantly be researching. We don't live in a world anymore where the authorities are going to give you information. Now they're trying to shove information down your throat. You have to be a person that walks away and says, I'm going to start researching for myself. Why do I know more about the world and I don't even watch the news than the person sitting over here who watched the news and that's all they see? They're actually programmed. I'm using my knowledge base to make better choices. Mm-hmm. And probably number three would be, so freedom is an interesting thing. Freedom does not absolve yourself from responsibility. And at the end of the day, I always say this, you know, if there's ever a problem in life, got to look in a mirror and go, okay, what did I do to potentially cause that problem? Or if there is a problem, like I can say, okay, is there a way that I can take responsibility? It may not have been completely my fault, but is there a way that I can take responsibility? Americans have taken their hands off the steering wheel of responsibility, whether it's Social Security or Medicare or whatever it may be, healthcare, it doesn't matter. We've all taken our hands off the wheel. We walked away from the dinner table. Now we sit in front of the television. We send our kids off to, you know, a million different things, or we give them the iPad, or we give them the cell phone, or whatever it may be. And honestly, ultimately, I tell people, hands back on the steering wheel, put the nuclear family back together, get back to what is best for the family. And ultimately, if each person does that, it's kind of like in the plane. You do not help somebody else with their oxygen mask first. Right. You take yours off and you do yours, and then you help them, because you're worthless if you're stumbling over the next person or your kid next to you, and then you both go down, right? Mm-hmm. So ultimately, America restoring anything comes back to all of us taking personal responsibility.
So if people want to get in touch with you, where can people find you?
Yeah, just go to bravetv.com, just like my shirt says there, bravetv.com. We have some content there. I do a podcast 5 days a week. We have protocols and products, and we're just trying to make people healthier and happier.
I love that. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You take care.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss.
It's because of a mutual friend of ours that I was actually connected with you. Michael, the artist, the commander's artist, he's a friend of yours and he's done some work for you. He's designed the logos on this show. And the commander's artist he's a great guy, isn't he? He speaks very highly of you.
Now, Michael is a terrific American patriot. And if anybody, I hope that you will promote his website and him. He does the artwork that he does is very, very patriotic. And one of my sort of big, big things with Michael is Michael came into my life through this political persecution journey that my family and I went through. And he stepped up in a big way to help us raise some money for our legal defense. And Michael and I have become very good friends, and he's a terrific, faithful man, and I love him.
Attention!